Hello, everyone. Welcome to Network RV. Today, we're here with Aaron Smekel from Jupiter Bike. We have a really interesting series today because we're always trying to help people make smart buying decisions. And we know that all of you are smart out there, but many times it's really interesting to actually meet the manufacturer and have them explain to you exactly why they developed the product, how it works. So without any further ado, welcome Aaron. Please say hello to everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Now, a lot of you people are listening to us on a podcast, but many of you are also watching this on a video. So as you can see, Aaron is standing here with something probably 99% of you have never seen. Aaron, please tell us what we're looking at and describe how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not uncommon because I don't think anyone's really ever seen anything quite like this. It's called the Jupiter Bike, and it is actually the world's smallest, lightest folding bike, and it's got to be one of the most fun electric folding bikes out there. Probably one of the most fun electric bikes, period.
Okay, so this is an electric bike. Okay, now, when I'm thinking about this, why does someone even begin to think about an electric bike? I mean, especially one that looks like this kind of fun bike.
Well, there's a number of reasons. The main people we've run across so far that start considering it are people who really need a mode of leisure transportation. They want to get around a campsite, or they're going to lunch on an island if they have a boat, or they kind of need to get point A to point B in a fun manner, and they're limited on space. When they're limited in space, that's where this bike really excels. I know you're looking at it now, and it's actually not that big as is, but in a little bit, I'm going to show you how small this thing folds up, and that's what really makes it amazing.
Okay, before we get to that, I mean, so we already know that it takes care of space, and you're going to show us about that, but I mean, how does it actually work? You're saying it's an electric bike. Where is...
It's almost deceiving. It's fully electric. You know, you're not really seeing a motor battery, and that's where it can deceive you a little bit. It actually has lithium-ion batteries inside the front wheel, and there is a brushless hub motor inside the back wheel. And all the circuitry internal components are inside the aluminum frame. So what you're looking at is actually a bike containing battery, motor, everything, all in one little package right here.
Okay. I'm sure everybody is fascinated as I am, when you're just trying to understand that there's a lithium ion battery in one part and a motor in the other part. I got that right.
Inside the wheels. That's really the crazy part about it.
Inside the wheels. Okay. Yeah. So let me ask you this. You say people have boats, people have RVs, they don't have a lot of space. And one of the unique aspects of this is that it has the ability to be compact. Can you explain that?
Yeah, the engineering is amazing. It's probably the coolest product I've ever worked with. And this bike itself is going to fold down to be about the size of a pizza box. And how about I just show you?
Trying
to talk you through it here. So what you do when you're ready to fold it, your seat pops off, put that out of the way for a second. Then all you do is there's one latch on each wheel. So you drop your wheel down, and the wheel is actually folding into the circular frame. You do the same thing for your front wheel. You got one latch on the front wheel, drop the front wheel down, fold it into the frame. You're probably seeing where we're going now with why they had a circular frame. You got one latch on the back of the bike. You undo that, bike folds in half. Now that seat we popped off comes back around here. It's actually a clip. It slips right onto it, stores on there. For a lot of people, you can actually leave it like this, carry it around town by the handlebars, you're good to go. Now, when you really want to store it away, two more latches, one on the handlebars here, one here. There you go. You got a bike literally about the size of a pizza box. You can see how thin it is. You can easily put about 8 of these in the trunk of a Honda Civic. You could do that with a regular bike, I guarantee it.
Okay. I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's pretty amazing.
Now, when we're talking about compact and we're talking about weight, mm-hmm. How much, you said it was, how much?
The entire bike, including battery, motor, everything is 24 pounds.
Okay,
so
now.
No problem for almost anybody to lift.
Right, 24 pounds. That means you don't have any problems with ramps and other things like that, right? Can you?
No, exactly. When you fold it up, you just pick it up and put it right into the trunk of a car. You put it into the storage compartment. People, on boats can load them in the dinghy, take them into shore easy. But it's light enough that just about anyone can pick it up without any kind of mechanical aid, and there's no external accessories needed.
Okay. I think, just for the sake of illustration, it would be great if you could open that up again, or maybe just before you do that, show us the convenient backpack situation that you have.
Yeah, exactly. Once you fold it up, you can either just store it away as is, but if you're going to be going around town, and also there's a lot of college kids who find these useful on the college campus. So we invented a couple accessories. One of the first accessories we have is the Jupiter bike backpack. And can you see this okay?
Yes, everything's perfect.
All right, this is the backpack first, and it's made specifically to hold the Jupiter bike. And we find the release. So when you unzip it, you'll see there's actually an entire bike inside this backpack already. So now the only bike's in here. It's perfect. There's straps to hold it comfortably in place. What makes this backpack kind of unique is that you can drop the back flap down, and you can wear it as a normal backpack on your back, as you expect from a backpack. Or if you're going to be going long distances, we got a telescoping handle on the top.
Right.
And wheels on the bottom, which turn it into a nice piece of roller luggage.
Oh.
To carry it around behind you like a suitcase.
That is beautiful. Okay.
So that works perfect for just about anyone who wants to keep it, well taken care of and padded and take it along with them anywhere they're going.
Okay. Now, so now we've covered weight and we've covered compactness. What do buyers need to look for when they're looking for an electric bike? I mean, there's a lot of misconceptions out there and there's a lot of products out there, probably nothing I've ever seen like this, but is there any guides or tips that you might give us?
Yeah, well, the main advice I would give people when they're looking for an electric bike is, first get one that fits your need. If you're, this one excels for someone who needs space and portability. If someone's looking to go out into the desert, for a 2-day adventure, you probably want a full-size mountain bike. So you really need to identify what you need and first pick the bike that fits the need. Now, when you know what type of bike you need, the main pitfalls to look out for on electric bikes are make sure you get a bike that is backed by a U.S.-based company that has a good warranty, has a track record, and most importantly, has parts available in case you do break something while you're out. There's a flood of, the lithium battery technology has been increasing, so there's a flood of just cheap product from overseas always coming in, and it's kind of given a lot of electric vehicles in general a bad name. So that's the main thing, just know who you're dealing with. I'm sure we're obviously reputable, and I'm sure there's plenty of other reputable companies, but just do your research and make sure you know the company standing behind the product you buy would be my advice.
Oh, okay. That is very helpful. Now, I think everyone who's probably watching or listening bought a bike for their kid at Christmas. And I remember, 3 o'clock in the morning, I was trying to put every seat on and the handlebar. And can you just sort of explain to us how easy or difficult it is to assemble? Because some people don't want to repeat that child bike experience.
Yeah, I'll show you exactly what you'll end up doing. The bike comes to you in a box. You can see this is the box it comes in.
Right.
When it comes in, you literally open the box and slide it out, and this is what you're sliding out, this bike on its side.
Okay.
You pull the plastic off of it. Most of them have quite a bit of charge when you get it, and literally all you're going to do is unfold it, and you can go riding. And I'll do the folding action again so you can see that, but there's no assembly required. This is exactly how it comes to you, just like this. Now, the steps to fold it, again, I said there's there's just a couple main clips, but we do have a step-by-step manual that comes with the bike. There's also a step-by-step tutorial online showing how to fold and unfold the bike. But as far as assembly, you don't need a single tool. You don't need anything. You just kind of open it up, read the manual, and get right to business. There we go. You'd be riding right now. When I hit the power button, beyond that, you're ready to go.
I'm chuckling here. This is just amazing engineering. I'm fascinated with this. Not only do I like the look of it, but I like how easy it is to assemble.
I'll show you this one. I just powered on. You got a throttle lever on the right handlebar. The lever for the brake is on the left. So we lift it up and you just hit the gas and you're off. And this thing will go about a 10-mile range on a single charge. Okay. And it goes up to about a 15-mile-an-hour top speed, which once you get on it, 15 miles an hour is fast when you're on this thing. It's about as fast as you probably want to be going on it.
Sure.
So it's fast and it's fun. And then when you do kill the battery, it's got a quick charge. So you're talking only 2 hours to completely recharge it if it was all the way dead.
Okay. And so it comes with the charging kit and all of that?
It does come with the charger. Your charger looks like a laptop charger. And there's a little port. It'd be right here, a little plug. You just kind of plug it in there. The other end goes into any wall outlet. It is a two-prong plug, so it's really easy to use any extension cord. You don't need a special grounded cord or any special equipment.
Wow.
You can actually charge it. A lot of people charge them off of power inverters out of the cigarette lighter of a car.
Wow. I keep saying wow. Are there any, you know, a lot of skeptics out there, with everything that's going on in the world today, are there any main objections that somebody might have to making a decision for an electric bike like this?
Yeah, well, the two things we went across, one is when people see it, it's really hard to kind of get your mind around what it is until someone explains it. Because looking at it, you kind of think it's a push bike. You sit on it and kind of do it Flintstones style with your feet. So once people realize, oh my gosh, it's electric, there is a motor, there's batteries, that's really our main thing is not really the objection, but just explaining what it is to people who've never seen it. The only other objection we would get some people kind of look at and say, I'm a pretty big guy. Am I going to be comfortable riding it? And that's where you're kind of trained by your brain on a bicycle to be up a little higher because you need to extend your legs to pedal the bike. This, you're sitting on it, you put your feet up on the pegs, you hit the throttle and you're going. So you don't have to be that high up off the ground. You're pretty much about the height of a normal chair. And you're perfectly comfortable. So those are really the objections, and it's more just letting people sit on it, take it for a ride, and it's usually the proof for them right there is when they take it out.
Okay, so I think this is excellent. And if people want more information, you referenced the website. Can you sort of give us a snapshot of what kind of services or situations, content you might have there?
Yeah, we have a lot of different resources. Your first stop for everything is going to be jupiterbike.com. We have a lot of good videos, information, a lot of the bike specs on there. The second best place to look is on YouTube. We have the Jupiter Bike YouTube channel. We have a lot of customer testimonials, of course. Then we have the step-by-step video walking through how to fold and unfold the bike. And just a lot of good information on the bike. And we keep it updated as we do new shows and as we release new accessories. In addition to that, we have phone support that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If someone doesn't answer right away, they'll get right back to you. But there's always someone live you can get on the phone to ask questions if you did have a question.
Wow. I can't think of how many times I've said wow.
I know the feeling because when we first started working with this, it took a little while to get used to. Now, we're kind of used to them, but every time you show it to someone new, you kind of see the wow factor again when someone new sees it.
So, but... Jupiter Bike, your company, what's the history there? You referenced it before. I think it was like 25, 26 years. Help us understand that. You've been in this business.
Yeah, we come from a background actually in art glass supply and tooling. So we make, one of our main products is diamond blade bandsaws. And they go all the way up from little hobby saws to 6-foot industrial saws. So we've been around about 26 years. We're one of the world's largest art glass suppliers, and we've been in this facility for about that long. This product came to us because the owner of our company spends a lot of his time in China, and we ran across the engineers who were developing this product. And then we partnered with them to make a version of it for the United States. We made some significant changes and then partnered with a factory to bring it to distribution here.
Well, Aaron, do you have a special offer that you might help some of the people who are interested in this product today?
Yeah, we actually do. What we're doing is we decided to do $100 off each bike purchased for Network RV.
Okay, well, that is great. Now, let me just get back on the screen here so I can be a little bit larger. So now we're both here, and Aaron, I want to thank you so much for sharing all the information about this very unique product. You have been very articulate. I love your product. I think I would like just to have it just for fun. In fact, if I was going to get one, I think I'd have to have two so that my wife could go with me. I'm sure that's what happens with a lot of people. They don't buy one,
they buy two. People tend to buy them in pairs, or they buy one and then give us a call a week later and order a second one for the spouse. I was on the other end of that when we first got them. That we had one demo, so my wife wrote it, and I was walking most of the time. Now we have two.
Okay. All right. So for all of you there watching or listening today, I want you to take advantage of the special offer button below the screen, below the video. It's orange. If you click that, then you'll get access to the special $100 off special code that Brian has, and then you'll be linked through to JupiterBike.com. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Aaron again. I want to thank everybody for watching, for helping us to make smart buyers smarter. If you like us, then be sure to leave a comment below or subscribe. And Aaron, we look forward to your next video interview with us, and we'll have to tell another story of success. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. It's been a pleasure.